You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yeah, there's this story out this morning talking about, you know, first kisses, whether it was good or bad, or if you remember who it was, and blah, blah, blah. But we were like, no. We want to know where it was. That's the fun part. That first kiss.
So you said yours was where?
Treehouse. It's a treehouse at a birthday party, and it was my first little game ever of spin the bottle. And it was in front of, you know, 10 other kids to little Shelly Carpinello, I believe was her last
name.
Shelly Carpinello, hey.
And my first kiss was with a Karen, and it was outside play practice, outside the school auditorium. We had play practice, and we're standing outside and...
Leaned over? Did she lean over? Did you lean? I bet you leaned over.
I think it was relatively mutual.
Double lean.
A double lean, I think.
Little Karen. She went and complained about it afterwards.
If you want to hear the honest story, I do have a memory of the first kiss.
Yeah?
Because it wasn't very good. It was so. It was her first kiss, too. A couple of drama geeks, you know. Mm-hmm. And after we kissed, I think we pulled back, and we both were kind of sheepish about it. And I said, do you want to try that again? Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah. The second one was much better.
Oh, good. Excellent.
You know, there's a quick learning curve, you know, with kissing. I think you figure it out. Your way pretty quickly.
Right.
So we started asking Dom and Jeremy listeners this morning, call us for sure, because we'd love to chat with you on the phone, or if you can't get through on the phone, if you're busy with something, you can shoot us a text. Either way, it's the same number, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Some of these coming in already are hilarious. Barb is listening down in Florida, and she said it was in a large walk-in closet, and Jeremy was also during Spin the Bottle.
Yeah.
A big walk-in closet.
Okay.
Brad, I can relate with this. I remember when I was in middle school, our church that I went to would do lock-ins at night. So the kids would all show up at like 8 or 9 o'clock at night, and then they locked the doors inside the big rec hall where we were. You brought sleeping bags, and you actually spent the whole night playing games and stuff like that. Brad said his was at a church lock-in. This is where he had his
first kiss.
Watch
out for those church kids.
Lisa can't be alone. She said at a skating rink. Up in Greeley. I bet skating rinks.
Oh, we had another one come in about that.
Are a prime location for first kisses.
Tanya wrote in and says, does anyone remember Funplex in Littleton? Yeah, I grew up down by Funplex. She says it was at a skate party there in elementary school.
There you go.
There you have it.
Madeline, I love that name, by the way. I want to get a little bit more information on this. Madeline says her first kiss was, quote, in a car outside our father's Pigeon Racing Club.
I saw that. So are they racing pigeons?
They race pigeons? See, but what a great story for the rest of your life. My first kiss was outside a pigeon racing club.
That's pretty good.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Do you have some others there?
Just one that I thought was kind of interesting, but there wasn't a name attached to it. They just texted. They said inside one of those concrete tubes on the playground at a Chuck E. Cheese. So was that like a drainage tube?
No, you know, those tubes you crawl through that are on playgrounds.
Do they have those at Chuck E. Cheese, though? They don't really have an outdoor area.
Apparently at this one they did.
Okay, so it was in a concrete tube.
Kendra says it was in a hay bale in Canada.
Hey, itchy. It's an
hay
itchy
bale.
First
she said
kiss.
That was Trevor the cowboy.
Yeehaw, Trevor.
We wanted to know where.
Yeah, where did it go
was
down?
Your first kiss?
Where did it happen?
And by the way, we got a follow-up from Madeline. She had said that her first kiss was outside her father's pigeon racing club. And we were like, what the hell is that? She wrote back to explain. Can I read this to you?
Yeah.
She says, our fathers would synchronize their clocks, take the pigeons hundreds of miles away, and release them wearing special bands. And the birds would fly home. They would put the bands in the clock and twist it, and whomever's bird was first would win a trophy.
Such a dad thing.
That's like
such
holding pigeons.
It's a boring, bored dad thing to do, right?
I don't know. It gets you hundreds of miles away from home. It's probably a good thing.
Here's what we're
right?
going to do. We're going to drive away from our family with some birds.
Let's see. This is kind of funny, too. Jeremy texted in. He said, hiding in the tire mountain.
Like on the playground. Like, yeah, they had all the they had all the old tires out there. So you get first kiss and the smell of tires. Bonus.
Oh, bonus.
David wrote in on our Facebook. He says, first kiss was in the closet of my then girlfriend's overprotective mom's house. Worked once, worked twice. Third time was a charm. Fourth time was caught and never allowed back.
Right.
All right, David.
Out you go. Lori lives in Golden. She said it was in a movie theater, and we were curious about the movie. The movie was Crocodile Dundee in Los Angeles.
Oh, my God.
They had gone to another movie, but the guy was too chicken, she said, to actually kiss her. So they went back to another movie just so they could kind of make out for the first time. Good for you. I like Yvonne says, am I the only one who doesn't remember their first kiss?
No, I'm sure a lot of people are like that.
But how is that possible?
Just life goes on. You just don't think about it. Well, I don't know.
It
wasn't that special. It could be one of those things. It was just one of those quick pecks on the playground and you didn't imprint it on your mind, you know. You just moved on from it.
I kind of don't consider like kindergarten a real first kiss.
Yeah, but anything
grade.
In elementary school, you know.
Right, but if you get up into like fifth, sixth grade, seventh grade, seems like you, I don't know how, Yvonne, I don't know, you're probably not alone. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649.
I don't have a name on this one, but at the end of the slide at a playground at midnight. Cheesy as hell looking back now, but my 13-year-old heart was in love.
Oh. Yeah, that's from Marley.
Was it really Marley? Good. I didn't write the name down.
Rachel says, with Brett Zuckerman on the playground.
Oh, yes. Brett Zuckerman.
You know how he was.
No, that was the movie one where she, at the very end she says it was really wet. The kiss. She's like, yeah. It was really wet.
Kim says early elementary, a neighbor's playhouse. The boy's sister dared us and kept egging us on. And she says it was the fastest kiss ever. Yvonne wrote in, said, am I the only one who doesn't remember?
Mm-hmm.
Kathy, who's listening in North Carolina, thank you for listening all around the country, people. She said no. She goes, I don't remember mine either.
Okay. So, yeah.
Okay.
You're not alone.
I kind of feel bad for people who don't remember. Is that?
Yeah, because it's
remember.
A special moment in your life. You know, it's life-changing. Yeah. There's a lot of dares coming in, a lot of first kisses on dares. Mm-hmm. Somebody wrote in and said it was with Kurt on the top bunk. He kept leaning into me. I scooted back, repeat, till I was up against the wall, and he gave me a quick peck. I was 10. Kurt couldn't get away with that now, I don't think.
Correct.
That one's creepy.
Lauren was at a movie theater, and her movie was Girls Just Want to Have Fun, and she did.
Hey, look at that.
I love this story from Anna. She goes, my first kiss was at a dog boarding facility in the owner's office. While my parents and the owner were outside training my dog, me and the owner's son were in his office kissing.
All right. Panting and licking.
Let's take a couple of calls, if we can, please, like Shayla. Hey, Shayla, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
We're good.
So Josh tells us that you've got a special story about your first kiss. What is it?
So I don't remember 100%. It's a little fuzzy. My husband's probably listening right now thinking, oh, my God, of course she doesn't. But it was in middle school. We were probably on the bus after school, after like an after-school activities bus, or it was in front of the school. But that was definitely my first kiss, and he was my first kiss. And we ended up getting married. That was in seventh grade. But he reminds me all the time how I don't remember anything.
Oh.
Any of our first of anything that happened. And he still reminds me to this day.
Oh, my.
So, listen, I got to tell you something.
Well, that's a cute story.
I'm going to tell you, I think it's really cute that you married your first kiss.
Really
I love
cute.
That. But I'm going to tell you not to worry about it because when it comes to special dates like that, my wife is the same way. She has no, she probably doesn't even remember our anniversary. I mean, she's just not into dates at all. And if you bring it up, she'll be like, eh, so what?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it's just a day. Like, yeah, we're still married. Did you end up kissing anybody else, or was it just your husband this whole time?
Like, since then?
For all these years, yeah. Did you ever kiss anybody else?
Well, you said it was 7th grade, and then you got married. So between 7th grade and
did you have any other boyfriends, or you've been together?
We want to know if you kissed other guys.
Since 7th grade, yeah.
You know what? Since he's listening, let's just say it was just him. No one else.
Oh, you do remember those other kisses, though, apparently.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You're the best.
Memory just got a little better.
I'll let you two have a conversation this evening, Shayla. Listen, thanks for calling. Have a fun day.
Kisses.
Okay?
Bye.
You too. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Because he's listening.
Mm-hmm.
Brendan, good morning.
Morning.
Hey.
Hey. First kiss. Where were you?
So I'm actually living in a host home situation right now, working on getting into, you know, living on my own. And this host home that I was living in at the time, because I've moved since then, but the one host home I was living in, I actually was with this girl that I'm currently with, and it was less than a year ago, and I actually got my first kiss.
No way.
How was it? We've got to know, how was it?
It was interesting, and I was and I got my first kiss finally, so it's like, well, that's interesting.
Well,
good for
good
you.
For you. Well, it's
Brendan,
done and over
thank
with.
You for listening.
Right
thank
on.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And by the way, they are pouring in right now.
I know.
Now.
There's so many, you guys.
So here's another
spin the bottle
one.
At church.